50 is the new 30 or however it goes. Well, the same thing can, if you take advantage of it, can happen professionally or for professionals. If you begin to recognize that as we get older, we're going to lose a step. Words don't come to us as quick as they used to. Maybe I'm not as articulate as I used to be. But if I had the ability to utilize and capitalize and take advantage of AI, holy cow, I can bridge the gap big time.
Welcome to the AI show from Think Labs. In the whirlwind of AI advancements and innovation, we do the deep dives and all the research, so you don't have to. We Fisher Price the essential news, updates, interviews, and breakthroughs of the week, providing actionable insight that impacts you, your teams, and your companies. Now, let's get started. Here's your hosts, Sam Stanton and Robbie Sawyer.
Well, hello, howdy, aloha, how are you? Welcome to episode number 15. Robbie, we are back in black.
What's up? What's up? How's it going?
Man, I missed the show. I think we've been gone a week or two.
A couple weeks.
We got a couple emails of people just doing like,
do they call that?
Health checks? Or what do they call it when the cops stop by the house to make sure?
Is it a health check or whatever? But yeah, I get it. But I'm not sure who's. Well, good for them.
Yeah. Well,
nobody called me.
So I guess.
And you have a lot more fans than I do, though.
We're dropping a couple nuggets here and there that are hitting home.
Yeah, it's fun.
So we have been busy doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And maybe we can share some of that today and leave people with some more nuggets, shall we say.
Okay. I think we talked about, listen, there's a bunch of different little things to talk about. I don't know that we have a singular specific topic that we wanted to discuss. I thought maybe we might do some scatter shooting all over the place and just do some quick hits on some different things that we've been working on, focused on, and what we have coming up here in the next couple weeks, because it's going to be busy.
Yeah, it's been interesting times because all this stuff that you kind of see happening and perhaps that we talk about here, that we see things going this way or that, are kind of really coming into fruition. Maybe sooner, of course, because that's what happens with AI than expected. But for me anyway, I've seen stuff really happening and really working as intended and hoped.
Yeah, I mean, things are becoming a bit more crystallized. That's a word we can use
here.
But with a couple different clients who've just sort of kind of been feeling their way, trying to understand exactly what it is and how it's going to work. And they've got their organization now to a place where, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And now they're focused on, okay, at least internally, how can we focus on sharing with our employees what we're going to be doing.
So that was a funny discussion we had earlier too. I think we've moved out of the fear of AI is going to take my job, and it's going to, because I have a friend whose cousin, whose neighbor down the street had their job taken away. I think that's gone a little bit, and I think now more the focus, and we're seeing it. In fact, we're helping people do that. Is that people have this AI advantage? Or their competitive set. Someone in your space is going to be utilizing AI that will be surpassing and taking opportunities away from you if you're not that person.
Well, it's interesting. Last night, again, I had this conversation this morning with a prominent company within the event space, and she and I were talking, and she's like, "Well, I'm not really even sure what this AI is."
Right.
She was really trying to, and I again use this analogy this morning, she was like,
she needs to see the product.
It's tangible to her.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not necessarily the right approach to
is
take
it
because
an app, Robbie?
Right. Well, it wasn't that bad, but she was trying to understand, okay, well, help me understand how I could potentially lose a piece of business because of AI.
Well, and then we talked a little bit about, I was working you get a request from a client. Hey, can you figure this thing out for me? And I really want it today. But anyway, if you can get it to me in the next week, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So I'm not dumb. I mean, I know that this goes out to multiple people, but using AI if I'm able to, within 10 minutes after the phone call, go, here you go, here's everything you asked for. One, I know because I used Assist to capture everything she said.
Sure.
But here's everything you asked for, presented in the way that you wanted, and I've delivered that starting point. By the time my competition has gone through their normal process and spent 5-6 days, which is really fast for them to put it together and delivered it to them, Sam has already done 5 iterations with the client and has a vested interest with that client to make this experience or whatever it is work that much better. There's no chance for them.
Now, what's the old term in sales where it's like, okay, first in wins, right? That was a term being used.
Completely.
But now if you can, and what would happen a lot of times, first in wins, but the RFP maybe didn't have everything it was supposed to have.
I forgot those 5 pages.
Right, but I got in, but I got there first. Well, but now you can get there first.
But, and that's the interesting note too, is that that's extremely easy to measure. I mean, that's time, right? It was delivered first. But the thing is that beyond it was delivered first, the quality, the creativity, the completeness, the knowledge, right, everything is now all included. Mm-hmm. So to the lady you were speaking with, they got it there fast, but they also delivered a much more thorough. And I was speaking with my friend who we worked on that project that the other teams had worked weeks, if not months on. And he and I punched out in a day and a half, this massive project around the Olympics.
Yeah.
And he goes, they were completely blown away because they actually got he gave them the inside look.
You could say French, Sam. Okay.
Yeah. We did that in an hour and that in a day and a half, right, or whatever it was.
Right.
And so that was an advantage that no one can compete on.
No. Nope. So anyway, I don't know how we got to that, but it was an interesting conversation talking to her last night. And to your point, I think that it's not going to take your job. Maybe we've weathered that concern for some.
Yeah.
But that conversation last night was almost, I mean, it borderlined on like, wait, what?
Yeah,
completely on a different level.
And then we had a lot of, it's really funny. I was sitting talking to a couple people and they're telling me how the AI stuff worked. Cause let me tell you how I did this, and they're all excited. So they were at some place and someone had given them a basic thing and they were doing that. But people who you thought would be last of the game are starting to jump on that.
Yeah, I mean, and we've said this in other shows, it's interesting to see the demographic when we do go and on the road and we do have the ability, the opportunity to talk to people. We're literally seeing that the demographic that tend to migrate to us quicker than others are definitely people that look like me, that are a little bit older, that if they're smart, they're realizing that, yeah, it's great, 50 is the new 30 or however it goes. Well, the same thing can, if you take advantage of it, can happen professionally or for professionals. If you begin to recognize that as we get older, we're going to lose a step. Words don't come to us as quick as they used to. Maybe I'm not as articulate as I used to be. But if I have the ability to utilize and capitalize and take advantage of AI, holy cow, I can bridge the gap big time.
Well, and we had that discussion too. It's when you look at the business cycles or people's professional cycle within an industry, they get in, they're hot to trot, they've got the latest, greatest, whatever. Look at your new recruits coming in from college or whatever it may be.
Yeah, sure.
They're working with the latest tech, the latest trends, and doing all that kind of stuff. And then quickly, like my father-in-law, he was like, man, this email thing I'm not going to do. Can someone please print out all
Look
my
at
emails?
Me, man. I'm going to fight it too.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did. And right. He won. He didn't. He never once typed an email. Okay. And that's the way that's happened in the past. But the unique thing on this is that we've kind of flipped it on its head, because those coming out of school, I get them in here all the time for the production side. And I'm like, well, what are your AI skills? They're like, not really. I don't really have any. But when we go to these AI events, the nerd events, it's all old dudes. It's old people, because the old people.
I'm saying I'm old dude. I'm an old dude.
Yeah, you're old. The old dudes and the old people can see the professional advantage by applying this that can't be done. So,
yeah.
And more importantly, as we keep saying, this is all a collaborative process. Mm-hmm. So for them to collaborate with this knowledge that they have, this knowledge base, this book of work, and work with the AI with that, the new recruit can't compete.
No, it's an impossibility. And I think as leaders, at the end of the day, you're almost derelict in your duties and responsibilities as a leader if you're not right now focused on what is going to be, what is our AI policy, and are we providing our teams, and to your point, whether they're interns coming in or people you're hiring into your organization, you have to be able to do that. You're doing them a disservice if you're marketing to those people and you're bringing them in and you're not giving them the resources available to them at the highest level. And certainly from an AI perspective, it's such easy, low-hanging fruit to implement.
That was an awesome segue.
I didn't even know that's what I was doing.
Yeah, a segue. So that was a segue into, as we evolve, we keep learning that more and more of what people are interested in is the AI literacy, the mm-hmm. AI understanding.
Yeah.
Help my board, but also help my mailroom understand what this means, what it is, how it'll work in our industry,
yeah.
and what our brand stance is on this, and what we're going to use and how we're going to use it. That everyone's looking for that answer right now. And to your point, the execs first have to really have a great knowledge of that before they can do anything else. And people are looking to them for, like, what do you think about this? And so we've really put a lot more emphasis into that. Of course, we have the Quick Start AI workshop, which is good fun, and it's a good smattering and an eye-opening and tell me more. Mm-hmm. It gets people excited and going. And then our latest, the follow-up to that, the AI advantage. So using AI for your advantage as a fill-in-the-blank professional, or mm-hmm. which is our generic, or as an accountant or a planner or whatever it may be.
Hospitality, vet professional, whatever it is.
Because what we have seen is that we can get people excited. Thank you, everyone who's joining us today. We can get people excited. We can show them the powers of this, but everyone will seem to follow the human nature of, where's the best hamburger joint in town, right? Who, tell me more about Sam Stanton. And they're doing freaking Google searches.
Yeah, that's what they're conditioned to do.
Right?
Yeah.
And so then they do a couple of those and they go, all that stuff Robbie and Sam were talking about, I don't know. So the problem with that is they've not been really utilizing the AI to, it's not even where close to its fullest, just to any use.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, when we do it in person is one thing, but now we have a workshop around that where we basically go through the art of the prompt. What are the things that you should include? Because it's the old analogy of garbage in, garbage out, right? So if you put in a, hey, what should I have for dinner? It's going to give you a million different options, right?
Sure.
But if you said, how should I cook a whatever steak or this and this and this and get very specific about it, you're going to get an awesome specific answer to that.
Right.
And by the way, if anyone likes poke, hit me up because I used AI to create an amazing recipe, bringing 10 different recipes together and meeting certain profiles, and had it on paper and went and delivered and cooked it, and it was an amazing thing. But that's an example of that. That was done not because I had a good question, it was because I had a killer prompt.
Right.
So that whole prompting piece is such a major element there. And we've now Fisher-Price that and broken it down into a couple things.
Well, let's talk about that real quick and the way I would assume you probably went about creating that prompt. And this has taken me a little bit of time to come around to your side and your way of thinking, but it is the collaboration component. Yes, I'm a quick typer. I'm a fast typer.
Right.
But as I type, if I make an error, I lose my train of thought
completely, to
a certain extent. So there's something that you got me involved in, and I tend to do it more now than ever, is that I literally will talk to the computer. And for those of you that don't know how to do that, reach out if you'd like. But you can You have the ability clearly on your phone, but on your computer, it's the same thing. But to literally just be able to have a conversation with your computer, not worry about misspeak or not articulating things appropriately, it doesn't care. But it's amazing how much more at ease you are when you're just having this conversation, creating this prompt.
So, a valid point. Here's your one nugget for today, what Robbie just said. And that is, take the friction, take the obstacles away from what you're thinking to what you want the AI to think. And that's slowing you down to type. So you think faster than you can talk, faster than you can type, right? And so to do that on a Mac, you go put your cursor in the prompt window and you hit the control button two times, go tick, tick. And then you can start talking in the text.
You have to make the noise too?
You have to go dick, dick.
Okay.
And then if you're on a PC, you hit the Windows logo and the H key, and that'll pull up the dictation as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're speaking to the AI. The other thing that's fascinating on this, and I'm a huge culprit of it, is that AI is all around working with as much data as it can and making sense of it. And like we were speaking with a lady last night, she's like, well, I got stuff that's all over the place. Well, my head's all over the place, in case you didn't know.
I have a reasonable point of reference.
But when you're putting stuff in, it wants as much as, and it'll take as much as you can give it.
Okay.
So instead of, I need to create a one paragraph description of something, let me tell you what my five lines are that I want. Just start talking. Just start it. The paragraph should have this and go on and talk about whatever. Like when I'm out on my walks and doing that, I'll literally stop and pet a dog and, hey, nice dog, and all that kind of stuff. That's being recorded and thrown in the prompt. Does not matter. It's a ton of more data.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But once you fill up that box with all of your thoughts, get it. It's just like in the Thinker's thing. Get your thoughts out of your head and instead of on paper into the prompt.
Okay.
It'll organize it and make sense of it like that. And having that ability to do the dictation is what that's all about. So as much content as you can put in to your prompt, there's more to that. And you should check out the latest blog post or do one of our workshops to learn about the five steps and the five elements of a killer prompt. But the more you give it, the better your results. The more direction you give it, the more instruction you give it, the better your results.
Yeah.
And what are those results? Those are the results for you able to turn around content and work and proposals and operations in a short amount of time with so much more productivity and knowledge included and creativity that others won't be able to compete with you.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here, going back to your poke. Which I like.
Yeah.
Which I had some in Hawaii with you.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
So give an example, if you will. Not necessarily, you obviously gave a great description of your initial prompt, if you will. But again, we talk about it being collaborative and how it's never meant to be copy and paste. It's like, so give us an
example.
Notice
Robbie said collaborative and not generative. And we started this journey with that.
Yeah.
And now we're coming back to that because that's truly what it is. But go ahead.
Yeah, but what was your follow-up response to the initial results that you got?
Here's the thing. I wanted to make not just poke.
Okay.
But the best poke ever.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a little of a foodie. I definitely know different chefs that are...
So you coached it up initially and said, hey, you're a world-renowned poke chef.
Yeah, you're a James Beard winning chef that is known for your unique flavor palettes that you and flavor profiles that you make. Okay? I need to create a poke recipe.
With whatever you had with you?
No.
You were doing this ahead of time and then going, okay.
And I want it to be next level sort of stuff. I actually went and did a little research and I did go find five other recipes that had been done. So I included those as attachments.
Dude, you were focused on the
poke. But that took me like 10 seconds, right? Copy, 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 copy. And I said, look at these five recipes, and then following Roy Yamaguchi, that's the guy.
That's a made-up name.
No, it's not.
Really?
No, no. Roy is Hawaii.
Roy Yamaguchi.
So following Roy Yamaguchi's methodology and his ability to deliver perfect dishes, which hit the five senses, and you've got umami, sweet, sour, crunchy, this and this and this. Look at that and create a Roy Yamaguchi version of that recipe.
Okay.
Boom. Okay. Now, this is another thing we've been doing a lot of. After you complete whatever it is that you're done and you're really happy with it, then go back and you said, I can't put this in the deck. But you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Go take your...
You said yourself.
Yourself.
Right. Okay.
Take your finished content. If it's a proposal or a report or a blog post or a recipe.
Yep.
And then have AI go check it for you and go, hey, man, am I missing anything? Did I really hit this? How would you enhance this? Can you demonstrate to me where I hit each of the five different elements of the flavor profile? And it did. And I'm screwing around with AI as well as trying to make a recipe at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But doing that, it came back and said, here's the five different things that you should know that you did here, and this will be an awesome dish. So I was telling a buddy yesterday about it, and he's like, because I was doing this for a big dinner party with a bunch of Hawaiians who know their poke, right? Much better than the mainlander guy here. So he goes, dude, you didn't like try it before you did? I was like, no, man, we're going live. We're jumping off that cliff. And I didn't even think twice about it, but it was dead on. And those Hawaiians who've been eating poke since they were 2 months old were like, this is, where did you buy this, bro?
Right.
So, I mean, so that was it. It was setting up the AI to your point as to who it is, right? It was giving it explicit directions of what my goals were. I wanted to create this recipe that did this and this and this and this. I gave it examples, right? I explained who the patrons would be and what their flavor profile might, what they would want. And then finally, I gave them examples and said, look, here are the things here around that. And here is what I need as my output. I need the shopping list. I need the cooking instructions. I need the presentation instructions.
So real quick, because we're going to, this is not going to be a long podcast, but I want to follow
up. Podcast on poke?
Yeah, right. But I want to follow it up. I'm sure that's what the clickbait will be. But something we do when we're focused on projects where there is a true collaboration being done with the AI, literally 10, 15, 20 back and forth conversations. But something we have been focused on, and you could probably have done it there too at the end, was literally ask the AI. Because what will happen is when you're engaging with the AI and you're collaborating back and forth, you fall into a rabbit hole, and it's very, very difficult to then, when you do ultimately get the result that you're looking for, you're like, oh, wow, that's awesome. But wait,
what were we trying to do?
How did I get here?
Yeah, yeah.
But to be able to then go back and literally ask the question of the AI, of help me understand or help me ascertain what type of, and you're better at this than I am, but what prompt?
Oh, okay.
Future,
I know.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go.
No. I know what you're saying. Two points to what you're saying. One is, did I get the best out of this? Did I squeeze all the juice out of this?
Right.
So that's what I was talking about. But you're talking about is really interesting. So you spend, I don't know what we were working on.
Well, you've done it with the book, I'm sure.
Yeah, but whatever you're working on, and you go down this long, maybe a long journey, and you get this amazing prompt, and it delivers, forget the prompt, this amazing result.
Right.
And you're like, dude, that was a long road, and I got here, and this thing is awesome. I want to do that every time.
Right.
So the fascinating thing there, because you took 30 different back and forths to get there, is to then take your finished document, to your point, and then say, looking at this document, please advise me and create a prompt or instruction I can use in the future to create the same result.
Yep.
Right?
That's powerful.
And it does.
Yes.
And you go, and then you look at it, you go, yeah, boy, I could have cut out about five different prompts if I just used that one word or did this and this.
Yes.
Now, the next level on that, the pro tip on that is freaking copy and put that into a glossary of your favorite prompts.
Yeah, create your own prompt library.
Right.
It's important. All right.
In other news, I used AI. I think you've heard or known. After we do our events, we're always asked, hey, is there more information I can have around this? And so working with AI, because I wanted to test it and see what this looked like, I wrote a book, Robbie, about how basically it's a deep dive of everything that we do in our workshops. And it's a fun, quick resource. And it gives all these different chapters, which were designed by AI. I'd worked collaboratively with AI and said, what would be the most effective chapters based on what we're doing, this and this. I gave the content for the chapter. And then in a really fun fashion, people learn not from preaching, but from stories, right? And a Hawaiian tradition is talk story, where they share wisdom of their elders in story with individuals. So I did talk stories for every chapter to make it more relevant and interesting. And then I used Boggler to do key points and takeaways based on the chapter that was written.
For that chapter.
So we've got that. Hit me up, and I'm happy to give you a code so you can download it for free and have fun with that.
Awesome.
All right.
Good stuff.
Thanks, everyone. We will see you next week. We'll get back on schedule here.
Yes.
And we'll have some more information. We got some exciting stuff happening in the next day or two, which we'll be able to share next week. See you later.
Thanks for tuning into the AI show from Think Labs. Don't miss out on next week's episode, where we'll continue to Fisher Price the latest in AI that will make impact for you and your organization. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an update, and visit redbutton.ai to learn more about innovation for professionals and organizations. By the way, I'm Boggler, Sam and Robbie's professional assistant that takes care of all their busy work. Ever think about all that repetitive, mind-numbing, time-sucking busy work I could knock out for you? That's it for now. Thanks again for joining. Until next time, make it an awesome week.